I believe that before the night is over, somebody is leaving here with a breakthrough. Somebody's going to leave you with a breakthrough in your heart, a breakthrough in your mind, a breakthrough in your finances, a breakthrough in your family. I need about 50 people to shout, breakthrough, breakthrough, breakthrough. Come on, somebody shout, breakthrough, breakthrough. Come on, somebody shout, breakthrough. Come on, clap your hands up high, everybody, come on. devil. You are the God. You are the God of the breakthrough. When I worship, breakthrough when I praise, breakthrough when I lift and glorify your name, breakthrough when I dance, breakthrough when I shout. You are the God. You are the God of the breakthrough.
I'm out. Praise God, praise God. Your deliverance has come. It is 12:03 a.m. by my clock. I need you to post. I need you to stay right with me, Jessica. You have to. And I need you to post this in the chat room. I need about at least 3 people post this. I have hindered and hindered Jesus. Can 3 people post that for me? I have hindered and hindered Jesus. And then I need 3 more people to post. You have hindered and hindered Jesus. Can I see that popping up? Tonight, some of you going to get the greatest breakthrough of your life. Some of you not going to get it. My prayer is that you can break through tonight, that your life can be turned around, your life, your ministry life, and your purpose in Christ. And you're going to have an aha moment. I thank God for it. So I just said, you have hindered Jesus, and I have hindered Jesus. I'm going to show you the condition for obtaining God's full blessing. So put down there, Erica said, she's going to show me the condition for obtaining God's full blessing. Can I see that? Erica said she's going to show me tonight the condition for obtaining God's full blessings. And then put down, and when she does, I'm going to have a breakthrough. And when she does, I'm going to have a breakthrough. Okay. You got to listen carefully, because you got to get this in your inner man and in your spirit man, and you're going to never be the same. It's really simple. People been telling you and me to do it ever since we got saved, but they never quite told us why until the Holy Ghost showed it to me tonight. And that's my present, and that's our present for going through the 40-day fast. Okay? So I'm about to get a gift. I'm about to get a present. I'm about to get a gift. I'm about to get a present. Listen carefully. The condition for obtaining God's full blessing is, ready? Absolute surrender to Jesus. You about to get a gift. Hold on. The condition is absolute surrender to Jesus. Now you're going to get this. You're going to get this. It's so simple, but it's so profound. You see, you and I, we got to cast our self-life, and we got to cast our flesh life or our worldly life at the feet of Jesus. And then we got to trust Jesus with it. Because that's going to bring us into the living faith that Jesus, please listen to me tonight, that Jesus will come into you with the power of his death and with the power of his resurrection life. Then God's own Holy Spirit will bring the whole, the fullness of the crucified and living Jesus Christ, living in glory, into your heart. I'm not talking in riddles. I'm about to break it down. The condition of God's blessing is absolute surrender of all of you into his hands. Your heart has to be willing to surrender all to Jesus. And what God will do for you and us, there will be no end to the blessings that God will bestow upon us. Listen carefully. We all know that every one of us is a temple of God in which God will dwell, and God will work mightily on one condition, and that is absolute surrender to God. You're going to have a in a few minutes. You see, Philippians chapter 2, verse 13 says, "For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure." So that's what we should be seeking. See, we should go on our faces before God until our hearts learn to believe that the everlasting God himself will come in and is in, and that he himself will turn what is wrong into what is right. That God's own Holy Spirit will conquer what is evil and work what is well-pleasing in his sight, which is blessed. So you got to trust God himself that he will work God's goodness in you. Look at the men in the Old Testament, for example, like Abraham. Do you really think that it was by accident that God found Abraham, the father of the faithful, and the friend of God? Do you really think that it was Abraham himself, apart from God, who had such faith, such obedience, and such devotion? Or can you accept the truth that God raised up Abraham and God prepared Abraham as an instrument for his glory? Didn't God say to Pharaoh, "For this cause, Pharaoh, have I raised you up, to show my power, Pharaoh"? Exodus 9:16. If God said that of Pharaoh, what more do you think God would say about every child of his? I want you to post this in the chat room before I tell you the little bombshell here. Say, "God, I'm willing that you should make me willing if there's anything holding me back." Can you post that about three people? "God, I am willing that you should make me willing if there's anything holding me back." Can I see that? "God, I'm willing that you should make me willing if there's anything holding me back." I am willing that you should make me willing if there's anything holding me back. And I'm going to show you something in a minute here. You see, the reason you're on this line tonight, the reason you've been searching and hungering and longing, is because these longings and searchings, they're in your heart. And the reason that they're in your heart is because that they are the drawing. You've been drawn by the divine power of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I'm going to show you something, but I want to ask you something. Are you ready to become a walking, talking, moving miracle for Jesus? Are you ready to do the works of God, the greater works? I'm about to show you something. Are you ready for the miraculous? That's all I want to know.
Are you ready? 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 Are you ready?
know, there's so much truth to this song right here. You about to receive something, and you're going to say, oh, no. Why?
Sing it out.
And it's an open heaven, you're releasing, and we will never be denied.
Cause we're stirring up.
Cause we're stirring up these people wells. We're stirring up these deep waters. We're gonna dance in the river. Dance in the river. Cause we're stirring up. okay, here it is. So simple yet so profound. You have hindered, and you are hindering Jesus. You see, you asked Jesus to come and live in you. And if you have the Holy Spirit, you ask the Holy Spirit to come and indwell you. Well, Jesus, we all know. And if you don't, you should. And if you don't, if you didn't, you're about to. Jesus lived a life of absolute surrender to God. When you asked Jesus to come into you, you gave Jesus permission to have possession of you. Jesus, God's own Holy Spirit, living in you. Well, brothers and sisters, you are hindering Jesus in you from living a life of absolute surrender to God. Jesus, Holy Spirit, they don't know anything but absolute surrender to God. But you, being man or woman, having been born with the ability to make a choice, Jesus in you is being fought and hindered by you if you have not totally surrendered your life to Jesus, and you are hindering Jesus from manifesting a full and complete work of God in you, because Jesus don't know any other way. Holy Spirit doesn't know any other way. Are you hearing me tonight? You see, that man that brought his son to Jesus that time, Jesus had said to the man, if you can believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. The man became afraid and he cried out, Lord, I believe. Help me with my unbelief. You see, that was a faith that triumphed over Satan.
Is there something else I can help with?
It triumphed over Satan. And that evil spirit was cast out. Brothers and sisters, when you come to the Lord and say, Lord Jesus, I yield myself in absolute surrender to my God. Even though you do it with faith in your heart and with intent, when you back up and don't do it because you don't feel the assurance, when the devil comes in and makes you be afraid. But brothers and sisters, you are fighting your inward man. You are fighting Jesus. You are fighting God's own Holy Spirit, brothers and sisters. You are hindering Jesus because the condition for obtaining God's full blessing is absolute surrender to him. You must surrender all, and then you come into agreement with Christ in you. You must surrender all, and then you come agreement with the living God inside of you in the person of his own Holy Spirit. Brothers and sisters, you got to stop hindering God. You got to stop opposing God in the inward man. In your inner man, you and Jesus got to come into perfect union. You and Jesus got to come into agreement with the plan and the purpose of God. What is that? A surrendered you coming into the life of a surrendered Lord and Savior, coming into the life of a surrendered Holy Spirit within you. Are you hearing me tonight? Jesus inside of you is absolutely surrendered to God. If you haven't surrendered, you and Jesus are opposing each other. If you haven't surrendered, there's an unnecessary warfare being fought by you on the inner man. You fighting God's ability to give you all more of the fullness of himself. Are you hearing me tonight? Are you hearing me tonight? Hebrews 9 and 14, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the scriptures say the eternal spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God. You see, the Almighty Spirit of God is what enabled Jesus to do it. And look at what agony and fear and sorrow came over Jesus. And he prayed externally. You can't see any sign of the power of the Spirit. But the Spirit of God, God's own Holy Spirit, was there. And even so, brothers and sisters, while you are weak, God, Jesus, has pleaded for blessings upon you. God is saying, when you ask me to come in, when you ask my son to save you, redeem you, heal you, I accepted your terms of absolute surrender. I accepted your terms, the Lord is saying. But you went back on the deal. You didn't give me all of you. Therefore, you're opposing his son in you. You agreed. You agreed to surrender all to God. You agreed to surrender all to his own living Holy Spirit in you. Yet, you reneged on the deal. Jesus requires you to be no less than he is, absolutely surrendered to our Father. You see, a lot of you and me and us, we got stirred up at a meeting by the music. And we said, I dedicate myself to God. Jesus and God's own Holy Spirit are waiting for you to live up to what you said you were going to do. You just wouldn't do it. But I'm telling you tonight, It is God that allows the sun to shine on you moment by moment and day by day without any intermission. It is God that has allowed his life to shine on you moment by moment, day by day. Yet and still, you're fighting this sun in you because you won't surrender. You're not in agreement with Jesus when you don't surrender. You're not in agreement with God's own Holy Spirit when you won't surrender. And why won't you surrender? Because if you surrender all, that means you have to absolutely trust in God. And a life of absolute surrender is a life that is absolutely impossible. Carnally, it's absolutely impossible in the flesh. But hallelujah! When you surrender all, then you got to live by the power of God's own Holy Spirit. When you surrender all, then you got to live by, hallelujah, you got to live by your resurrected and living Savior. God wants to work in you in a way that you cannot understand, brothers and sisters, but it's a way that is revealed by him when you come in accordance, when you and Jesus and his Holy Spirit get on one accord. But it won't happen as long as you are hindering Jesus, as long as you are fighting Jesus, brothers and sisters, and you are opposing and fighting Christ in you when you won't absolutely surrender. See? God, Jesus, Holy Spirit wants to work in us every moment of every day. God, Jesus, Holy Spirit, they're willing to maintain our life. But Jesus wants an absolute surrender of us. He wants us, woo, in childlike, unbounded trust. God blesses you when you surrender. When you surrender absolutely to him, he causes his own blessings to abound towards you. You want to win? Surrender all tonight and stop. Stop opposing God. There's no other way, the songs say. You can't even trust and obey when you're fighting through an unsurrendered soul, through an unsurrendered body. You have hindered God. You have hindered Jesus. You have hindered his Holy Spirit. Repent. You see the condition for you and me to obtain God's full blessings. We have to come in agreement with Christ in us. We have to come in agreement with God's Holy Spirit in us. Surrender. That's how you win. That's how you win. I saw it today. This girl came for healing over at the Grace. And it boiled down to the pure raw power. The pure raw power was just forced. But it felt so good, the girl didn't even know it was being forced. And then the person who was praying for her, I laid my hands on their hands, and the pure raw power went into this girl. And the person who was praying for her fell back because they couldn't stand. And I said, uh-oh. Surrender tonight. Surrender. Come into the fullness of what you've been waiting for. The fullness of what you got saved for. But you must surrender all. Tomorrow, you might not be here. This time next year, you might not be here. I might not be here. But it sure will be great. Woo! To leave here in the fullness and step into heaven in the fullness of God. And this is just the beginning. It's just the beginning. Because see, all them gifts you got, when you surrender all, then they become fully empowered by Jesus, by God's own Holy Spirit. He says, it's not by might nor by power, but it's by my Spirit. No resistance, no limits. I think they call that living out of the glory. God can't pour out of you if you don't have control of what's in you. It's so simple. You need to repent. And then you need to make up your mind. Either you're going to surrender, or you might as well go on and be the best at whatever you're going to be in the world. Because you're fighting God. You don't have to. You don't have to. All you got to do is repent. Cast your flesh life. And cast your self life at the feet of Jesus. And then trust Jesus. Yeah. God got a present for you coming out this fast. I live. See, Jesus is already in you. God's Holy Spirit is in you. But Jesus only knows surrender. The Holy Spirit only knows surrender. No wonder he's so astonished that we're fighting him. We're hindering him. You can't blame it on no devil. The devil do what the devil do, but you see, God would be a mean, bad father to birth his children into rebirth into slavery and bondage to a devil. I never believed it. How can God bring me out of the devil and then let the devil have some power over me? It just never made sense. And now I know why. This is what this 40-day fast did for me. And this is what it's doing for you, if you let him, if you're willing to surrender. Trust him and obey him through surrender and have more of the fullness of
tis so sweet to trust in Jesus and to take him at his word, just to rest upon his promise and to know the saith the Lord. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how
night, Ted Lyons. It's on you now.